Told you I'd sell this town, didn't I tell you?
Yes, not to diminish your accomplishment, but you did say that a handful of times. I think 8, to be exact.
It bears repeating.
My little sooty cases. Oh.
David, should I take this with me?
If I'm being perfectly honest, it's very low on the totem pole of coats of yours that I like.
It was a gift from your father.
Hey, that's a good coat. I outbid Richard Branson for it at the Kaminsky auction.
I did get sick of having hot coffee and blood thrown at me. You know who covets this coat? Jocelyn. I could bestow it upon her as a parting gift.
We may want to put pen to paper before we start giving away designer clothing, sweetheart.
It would be her first piece of clothing made outside of mainland China.
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We are a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we watch another episode of the series and we are going through everything in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name's Paul. And with me as always is my wife, Carla.
Hi.
Do I normally say my last name?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, whatever. You know what? We're changing it up.
Sounds good.
We're done with one season and moving on to another, let's say.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Not officially done until we talk about this.
No, not officially done. I feel a lot more confident this episode. My notes are written out.
Oh, fancy.
That I probably didn't miss
a whole section of the episode.
Right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Who knows?
And it's very fitting in a strange way. Now, if you were listening to this in real time, meaning, you know, you're not listening as we record, that would be something. But what I mean is, if you're listening, the moment this comes out, the series has already ended.
Yes.
The series will have been over for almost 2 weeks at this point. But we are recording just a couple days before the end of the series.
I know. I don't even want to think about that happening.
I know. I think, you know, we're feeling a little bit excited and sad at the same time. Is that...
Yeah,
are you more
I think
sad
not.
Than
yeah, no, okay, like right. Not really excited. Excited to find out how right. They wrap it up.
Yes.
But sad knowing that it's being wrapped up. Definitely.
No, I agree. Yeah. I feel the same way. And again, yeah. I would love to talk about it, but you know what? That's going to take us
right
2.5 years to get.
Yeah. So check with back this. With us then, right. And we'll share our thoughts about. You know, so far, we just recently watched the second to last episode, mm-hmm. which was really beautifully done.
Yes.
So, I'm anxious to see how they wrap things up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're pretty close and, you know, I'm anxious to see how everybody finishes off the series. I almost said the season, but that's not right.
Right. No,
that's my wish. But
entire series. Yes. And we're talking about the finishing of a season today. But
yes. That
sort of brings us to the fact that there are a lot of podcasts out there. And I mean, I don't want to say a lot, 2 to 3 maybe, that are sort of running through the series in real time,
mm-hmm.
which means that those have probably ended. So if you want to continue this ride for another,
yeah,
as I
stick
said,
with us.
2.5 years,
right.
We are going through this very, very slowly. And
right. And
if you miss it, I
very
mean, it really,
slowly.
Well, I, you know, not starting this until the final season.
It makes it sound like slow, boring.
We're taking
like,
our time. That's
okay.
What it's all about.
We're just skipping through.
Yeah, not even skipping.
Pace.
We're basically crawling through.
Right, yes, at a sloth-like pace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So again, if you want to sort of relive and rewatch, you know, I think...
Because who doesn't want to rewatch?
Well, right. No, definitely. You know? I think my main fear, and maybe this isn't, you know, maybe this isn't justified, but I'm just wondering how... I don't know how contracts work and stuff like that. I don't know how long this is going to be on Netflix. I don't know, where it may go after that or,
right.
You know, so I'm hoping that as we continue to do this, you
new,
guys still have new, access
yeah,
to these episodes.
Yeah, or new viewers that
sure.
know, didn't jump on the, you know, the Schitt's Creek train while it was
right.
on,
yeah.
you know, we'll still be able to access
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I would suggest that people do go out and purchase this series as well. You know, that's the thing about this digital media. Like, once things go away, they could go away. So if you don't have physical copies, that could be a sad day if this suddenly disappears from Netflix and it's not on Amazon Prime. It doesn't just slide over there. And I don't know, I don't know what else Pop does, but this seems to be their big moneymaker is Schitt's Creek.
I mean, I would think so.
You can only rerun so many episodes of 90210 and make a living off of that.
And that hasn't even been on lately.
Oh, really?
Pop.
Wow.
I'm disappointed with them because it's quarantine time and
I know.
I have time to watch.
I was going to say,
they are not supporting my habit. I had to pull out my DVDs. Pop is really dropping the ball with things at this point.
All right. Well, that might be our longest intro of the show ever.
Which we totally just apologize for.
Why?
I don't know. Wait, that was a lot of meaningless banter.
Our last episode, if people listened to that, they may have thought it was our final episode because that was very short.
Yeah.
You did most of the talking because I was unprepared.
Right.
And even when we were done, you were like, that might be the worst thing we've ever done.
So, yeah, if you get to that one, thanks for hanging in there to listen to this one. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that was – but also, that was like
– it was a good episode.
It was a good episode. Right. I liked that episode. Yeah.
I don't know if we were just down in the dumps after Little Sister, maybe.
Maybe. That brought us down a little.
No, it was that I just didn't have my notes, and I missed the first 10 minutes of a 20-minute episode. So.
Yeah.
So that's on me, folks.
Right, yeah. Just blame him.
But we are here today to talk about episode 13 of season 1.
Last episode of season 1.
Town for Sale.
Yes.
The original air date was May 6th. Of 2015, directed by Jerry Sicuritti, who we've talked about many times.
Yes.
He directed 7 episodes in season 1, and he will direct 7 more episodes of season 2. But because the series is over, we now know that is the end of his time directing. He doesn't make it through season 2. This is written by Kevin White, who we've talked about before, and he will continue writing in episodes 2 and 3, and he pops up for one more episode in season 4.
Wait, episodes 2 and 3?
Sorry. He will continue writing during seasons.
Seasons, okay. That's what I...
No, during seasons 2, 3, and he writes one episode of season 4.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's sort of get into it. It's this is interesting because I just, before we started recording, I had to look this up. They were already renewed for a second season pretty early on. I mean, they were renewed for a second season before the series even aired.
Okay.
So I don't know where they were with shooting. That was the one thing I was wondering. And I don't know how many seasons. I could be wrong, and certainly let me know, and we'll get to the ends of each season.
Right.
Maybe you know. Were there any other seasons that wrapped with sort of a cliffhanger that is, I'm going to say that is as big as this one, or in a strange way, this almost felt like, okay, well, we could continue on, or, I mean, if we want to end it in a weird, downer, depressing way, this is an interesting way to end the series if it's not renewed. So I just didn't know if it was already written and shot at the time that it was renewed, or if they knew they were going to jump into a second season.
I don't know the answer to any of that.
Oh,
I can't.
No, no.
And I'm trying to think of like season ender. Season 2 is a great. I love how that season like wraps up.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. We'll
I can't speak to that
because
they're not coming to me.
Well, that's, you know, and again, I'm wondering when this show really took off. Was it after season 1 where they were like, you know what, we'll give you 2 more seasons. And then, you know, halfway into season 2, they were like, you know what, we'll give you 2 more. And then you can end it after season 6.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll have to look that up because...
Research more, I guess.
No, I just...
discover that.
I enjoy the way that this episode ends in that, again, it really makes you want a second season.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It makes you want to tune in to see what happens.
But I'm also thinking that it would have been interesting if the show wasn't renewed and if this is just how the entire series ended. I mean, we've seen that with a bunch of shows that ran for like one season and assumed they might be back and they end in a weird way or a sad way for a comedy. And I just, I don't know, I find that interesting.
Okay.
If that was the case.
All right.
But it's not. We know it continues.
It is not. It does continue. Right.
Okay, so let's get into the episode.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 25 minutes.
It's been nine.
Okay. Maybe some of you have felt like it's been
right.
25 minutes. Hopefully not, because if you felt that way, I'm pretty sure you turned this off.
Yeah, if you
so
were
thanks
riding
for sticking
that,
in with us, as we say yeah. all the time.
Hopefully
I think
at
every
worst,
week.
At worst, you rode that 15-second skip button, and we're just like,
right, like, let's get into this.
Okay, when do they get into it?
Yeah, because there's nothing that's more annoying, I think, than when you are listening to a podcast, and they are just talking about so many other random unrelated things.
Right?
At least our conversation yep. is related.
Well, right. No, I think we've been talking about Schitt's Creek the whole time.
I know.
I think we made one mention of quarantine, but that was
right,
for two
yeah.
seconds.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Let's do this. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. So, so the episode starts with someone running. At first, we do just see feet.
Yes. Looking like they're about to have a heart attack. I was slightly concerned.
I was a little concerned, too. We know that Johnny is an older man.
Yeah.
And, of course, and you know, I mean, we see.
I can't say that he's probably in the best shape. I can't imagine he's like, you know, clearly he's not going to the gym every day.
I don't know, but he's in good shape. I mean, for an older guy, look at everybody else in this series that are roughly his age and even younger. Look at Roland and this guy who comes to buy the town. Those,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Johnny's in really good shape okay. compared to those guys. But,
right. well,
of course,
yeah, if I was even trying to run that far, I'm pretty sure I would look worse than him
yes.
by the time I right. arrived at the motel.
And he is running by a number of landmarks that we are familiar with mm-hmm. from the show, which I
yes.
thought was really great. Like, if
yes.
you're going to do a final episode of a season,
mm-hmm.
like, this is really nice
yeah.
that we touch on all these small things mm-hmm. very quickly. But we do know it's Johnny running even before it's sort of revealed that it
yes,
is him.
You can tell.
When he runs to the motel. But, mm-hmm. you know, he's the only guy in this town that wears a suit.
Well,
everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
He does run into the motel room.
Yes. Everybody's in there together.
Everyone's
They're
in there.
They're all having breakfast. Yeah. Alexis has her, the quite possibly the best showing of her Alexis hands. As she's cooking, she has her little, you know, Alexis hands.
All right.
Which that, like, stuck out to me right away, and I kind of chuckled at that. So, yeah, she's sort of, like, cooking over their little hot plate, I want to
mm-hmm.
say. Because, you know, I think that's about all they have. But she has, like, a little spatula
I think that's
and
fair.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're all kind of settling in to enjoy some breakfast when
yeah.
Johnny kind of busts in and they're looking at him completely and totally out of breath.
I do love how they just wait and how
yes.
this, you know, the cold open for this is just him basically panting and
right.
trying to catch his breath
yes.
the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where he was when he found out this news.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Do you think he was at Roland's house? Do you know what I mean? And I know it's not important, but I just think it's interesting
like,
that he's running from somewhere.
Well, it almost looks like he's, like, on the road to Elmdale in the beginning, right?
right?
So, like,
yeah, it looks like he's running for miles and miles.
Right. So that's why, to me, it always seems like the walk from the motel to, like, the cafe.
Right.
And Roland's house and Bob's garage. Like, I feel like all of that is in a close vicinity. And I feel like the motel is relatively close to that as
right.
well. Like, I always kind of get that feeling. But every once in a while, they do show almost like a little main drag of the town.
Yeah.
As a, just sort of like a little passing
main
street? Shot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, but houses and stuff. Like, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
You know what I
yeah.
mean?
You're just talking about the B-roll stuff that they
yes.
put over top of
yes.
the music. And okay.
So, I don't, it still leads me to believe that all of these things are in very close vicinity.
Right,
so
yeah.
I don't know where he's running from unless he's running. I don't think he would run from Elmdale.
That
right. seems like a long run.
No. That's.
But that's where it looks like he's coming from, is what I'm saying.
But okay. I think, didn't you say it was like 40 miles away or 30 miles?
I forget.
Miles?
Yeah,
I
we talked about that in an earlier episode.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I just
that
find
would be like
it,
a marathon. Basically.
Yeah, I just find it interesting. I don't know if he was headed from, you know, town council, but even that, you know.
Again, yeah. I
mean,
feel
eventually,
like it's all
Moira
close
just
by.
Walks there, you know, almost every day, eventually. So
yeah.
it can't be that. It doesn't matter. This
no.
is. Yeah, this is stuff that doesn't matter, but I just found it interesting. Or maybe they gave up on the idea of their phones working in their rooms. So now anytime he gets a call,
yes.
he has to go to the nearest payphone, perhaps.
Right, maybe.
Yeah. He runs in, as we said, is out of breath. He's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we're getting out. We're finally getting out.
Yes.
He says, I mean it. And everyone sort of erupts into
screams
excitement,
and celebration,
yes.
And yeah, Moira literally like crawls across the floor, like falls to her knees.
Yeah.
So,
it's a great way to open the final episode. Mm-hmm. It's really fun that they are all together when they do get this news.
Yes.
And, you know, we get our little intro and then
it
we
immediately
get
shifts to them packing.
Immediately packing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's, you know, at one point later, Johnny is just like, well, maybe we don't want to get too excited about mm-hmm. this, or, you know, I think it's very soon. But everybody assumes that this is it, that they
well,
are
right.
done.
Right.
He has found a buyer for the town, which
yes.
is wild given the fact that, I don't know, what was it, season or episode one? We were told that it took how many years?
Like
20 years
for
someone to
for
buy it in the first place.
Yeah.
But he has found a buyer
yes.
somehow.
Yes.
And they are all packing.
Yes. I love when Alexis is so excited to see her little suitie cases.
Yep.
I just love that line and the way she says it and everything.
Yes.
And they're all kind of just discussing what they want to do, what's going to happen.
Sure.
Moira's super excited when she finds her fur coat that Jocelyn has always coveted.
Yes.
And she thinks that would be a perfect parting gift for her.
Yes.
Yeah, and Alexis is super excited to go to the beach and St. Bart's with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And David kind of
because
wants to
at this point, and it's interesting to sort of revisit this given that we've been with them here for
right,
know, 6 years of the show
time.
And
right
and what we find out is 3 years of reality
mm-hmm.
But this is so new to them. I mean, they've only been in this town for a season, however
right.
many weeks that's
yeah.
been, I guess, possibly months. But again, I think that they're imagining that they can seamlessly transition back into their old lives.
Right.
Based on the fact that someone's bought this town. Like, I don't know how they think that that's going to give them enough money.
Well,
to
right.
live
and
in
give
New York.
All of them enough
right,
money.
Yes.
Like, that they're all going to just be able to kind of go off and do their own thing again.
Sure. Yes.
You know? Yeah. So, no, that's a really good
point. I mean,
point.
We do find out how much the town costs and how much money they're going
right.
to get. But maybe that is enough money for them to sort of get back on their feet.
Right, yeah.
So David is going to New York.
Yes.
He's going to go back to New York, but Alexis sort of, you know, lets him know or reminds him basically that, it's not a tactful way to say it, but that all of his friends have dumped him. He
yeah.
really doesn't seem to have anyone to return to.
Right. And he had talked about kind of, you know, maybe Alexis would be willing to get a two-bedroom
exactly.
with him. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they could live together. And she's kind of not even
she's not into
willing
it.
To consider that.
Nope.
I want to get my own place.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be called a circus freak all the time either. So you can only assume
right.
that's been happening daily in
yeah.
that motel.
Yes. So from there, mm-hmm. we move into Moira and Jocelyn, and Moira shows up at Jocelyn's house
right.
and informs Jocelyn that we are leaving. Like, it's not even – Jocelyn's kind of like, oh, I heard you might be selling the town, she
yeah.
kind of, you know, refers to. And Moira's just like, no, we're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you this coat as a keepsake. I know you've always eyed it up and
mm-hmm.
have commented on it, and you went on and on and on about it that one time.
Yes.
And she wants to give it to her because basically she's assuming she won't speak to her or see her ever again.
Sure, right.
So this is kind of her parting gift.
Yeah.
And Jocelyn, again, totally confused.
Yeah.
She's like, are you
Two
sure
episodes
it was
in
me?
A row, Jocelyn
that,
doesn't
yes,
know what's going on.
I know. Are you sure it was me that was talking about this coat? You know, it's a nice coat, but
yeah.
I'm not really... She doesn't really say she's not into it.
Right.
Like, she takes it, but
yeah.
she really has zero
and again,
interest
I mean,
in having
again,
this coat.
Again, this could all... And I think it's funny because, as you had said last episode, when I was talking about the whole... not party, but...
Well, the surprise party, meeting up.
Were, no, what did
oh,
they make up?
Oh, the charity...
Yeah, the
event.
Charity thing where you even said she probably wasn't listening to Roland anyway. Because
right.
I was puzzled how she didn't figure this out.
Yeah.
She could have made all this up in her mind. I mean, or one person
at some point,
just
right.
passing her on the street could have said that's a nice
coat. That's
coat.
A nice coat.
And
oh,
her,
yeah.
You know, she's
yes.
so aloof and wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
That I find it interesting that she goes to Jocelyn about this. But also, given later that we find out that Ronnie loves it, it makes me wonder, did Ronnie mention it to
her? That's what
day?
I was thinking, too. But though, I still kind of feel like she didn't really even know, like, she knows Ronnie, but not really well.
No,
so I don't know.
In the last episode, she didn't know who Ronnie was.
Right, when they were planning the benefit and everything. Right. Yeah.
So, of course, she gives it to Jocelyn. Jocelyn certainly doesn't want this thing.
But takes it and kind of just goes along with it because what other choice does she really have?
Yes.
Right.
So now we go, and we have not been into the vet's office for a very, very long time.
Right, since I think David had his panic attack.
Yep, before we even knew Ted's name. That was the last time we were
here. That might have been, but yeah, so Alexis shows up at the vet clinic.
Right.
And, you know, kind of comes into the pet exam room, I guess you could say. And she informs him, we've sold the town, we're leaving. Mm-hmm. And then Ted is sort of like caught off guard. He's like, oh my gosh, like, wait, I have something to show you. I need to, you know, I was originally going to do this on an all-inclusive vacation that I was planning for us. And of course, Alexis has no idea. What's an all-inclusive vacation?
Like,
she has no idea what that even is. But we do see that Ted pulls out a ring and he does propose to her as Alexis Claire Rose. So it sort of clears up the fact that is her middle name from previous episodes.
And somehow he knows it.
And he knows it. Yeah, her own mother didn't really know it and was not certain. But yeah, so I feel like this is kind of like it does clear up and make certain that is her middle name.
And was Claire said in that episode at all? Was it one of the names
at the very end? I have to go back. I know she says like Elsbeth, and I forget what her final names are. When
it's good that you have notes physically written out.
I am a writer. Yeah,
no,
you type
I just
everything,
type, and I type over the old notes, which means that I just remove them from memory and from historical record.
Right. So let's see. At the very end of the episode, Moira guessed Emma, Hannah, and Elsbeth. Those were the last final three. I don't recall if Claire was ever even mentioned.
Okay, that's it. I was just
in
curious.
That episode. Yeah, so those were the three that were kind of mentioned at the end.
All right. When he proposes, she says yes.
And he gets super excited.
I know. And she says yes if I were staying.
If I were staying, right.
And I like how he goes, so is that a no? Yes. Like, I mean, it's, you know, he really, you know, he knows it's a no.
Right.
You know, at this point. But it's such kind of like, you know, you're much more attuned to the fact that Alexis isn't a great person at this point in the show,
mm-hmm.
but that she is too much like the old Alexis.
Of course.
She hasn't made the
transition. She still is the
transition
old Alexis.
Yet.
Not
right.
too much
yes.
like it. Like, she's
yeah.
still.
And this is pretty terrible. Like, this is a pretty rough way to let somebody down.
Yes.
By
but
saying, yeah, I would do this if we were staying,
but
you're not enough of a reason to stay, or we can't figure this out.
But also, in her defense, a little bit, how long have she and Ted been together?
No, right.
This has been, seems like, I mean, we know with the time frame and everything, like later on, there's reference to the fact that they've lived there for 3 years. So like this, it seems like they've been on like two or three dates.
Oh, right. No, this seems like maybe a month at the longest.
I don't know.
It's
hard to tell, but it does seem like this is a very new, kind of fresh relationship. I mean, they were going to go to Chicago in the last episode. She was going with him to the vet convention and everything.
Right.
But yeah, like we don't really get a strong feeling as to how long they have been together. But
no,
it like in her defense, like it seems like a very, very short relationship.
No.
And he has a ring and everything else. Like, this isn't just like, hey, I was really thinking. Like, he has the ring right there at the vet office and is ready to do this.
Yes. But also, while you're right, you're 100% right, that's not what she says. That's not what she doesn't say, this is, you know, this is really new or we need to get to know each other better.
She says, if I were staying.
Right.
Yes. No, I completely get it.
Yeah,
I'm just also.
I have to go. We can kind of figure this out. We can try a long distance thing. Like there's a way to do this.
Of course. No, she does not handle it well at all. But again,
right.
I'm just saying, like, for Ted to be jumping into this is also, and it seems odd in his character too, because he doesn't seem like the type of person that would jump into a proposal after a very short time. He seems like he's very much like,
I feel like,
conservative, and not conservative, that's not quite the right word, but like, he seems like somebody that would be, you know, not ready to jump into a marriage after just a short amount of time in a relationship, I guess,
but I also feel like that's sort of the detriment to doing this after the fact, is we know that that's not who he is, but I don't know if this, at this point in the series, we know that that's exactly the type of, because we still don't really know much about, we know that he's a vet.
Right.
And that he was, you know, he went to high school with Mutt. Like, I mean, that's kind of all we know.
And he does seem like he has quite an infatuation with her.
Sure, yes.
You know, but in a very sweet way. Like, he's just, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but it does, later on, as you do get to know his character more, I think it does seem maybe a little bit out of character for him.
A little bit. So now we go back to the motel, and David and Stevie have an interaction.
David and Stevie's interactions in this episode are, like, kind of heartbreaking to
me. Yeah.
Like, I really struggle with all of their interactions and just, like, how Stevie's feeling as a result of all this, I think. But go ahead.
Right.
Like, obviously, we're going to talk about that. But that's
just
because I love how their friendship has grown so much. Mm-hmm. And in this episode, it's sort of, it's, like, hard to watch a little bit.
No, it is.
It's because emotional.
David asked Stevie to go to New York with him.
Yes.
You know,
well, first of all, he's packing all his things into Roland's truck.
He is ready.
We have not signed papers. We haven't even met this person yet that's buying the town. But he is, like, already has secured a truck and is packing it with his things, which I also think is really funny.
He's ready. He's been planning to leave. Later on, he's got a giant cardboard box, like something that a hot water heater would come in. I don't know where he got this thing, but he is ready. And she's kind of down with it at first. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, like, she was certainly not expecting this.
And, like, she just is like, oh, my gosh, really?
Right.
Like, I could go. I couldn't live there. I could live there. Like, she really gets
excited. This is another weird thing where, you know, David is making all these assumptions, just like that she could go with him and start a whole new life with, what, the $250,000, $250,000 that he's going to have? Like, I mean, this is a huge assumption on his part. But again, we know that he doesn't have anybody to return to.
Right.
When Alexis was like, no, we're not going to be living together. And and he's been so accustomed to that. And I don't know, you know, who he was living with or what the situation was before they lost all their money. But he makes it very clear that they're just going to be roommates, that they're getting a two-bedroom. And she was under the impression, he wanted her to go with him.
Right, yeah, because she was like, two bedrooms, and kind of questioned that. But I do like how, I mean, and he is just you'll be fine. Like, just come. Just watch a season of Girls and do the opposite of everything that they do. Like, he's just very, flat about it. Like, oh, yeah, you'll be fine. Like, why couldn't you do this? This will be fine.
She walks away from this conversation, and we as an audience are pretty sure she's not going, but he is still convinced that she is.
Yeah, he's like, you're coming.
He's still throwing stuff in the back of that truck.
Right.
As she walks away. Now we go to the cafe. Because it's time to say goodbye to Twyla.
Yes, and this is just so cute. Yes. How they just, it's such a quick interaction between them, but again, Twyla, like, shines and just has a cute little line. And because Johnny kind of shows up and says, you know, I just wanted to thank you for all the great service. We're going to be leaving. And Twyla's like, judging by the tips you left for me, I wasn't really sure if you thought it was great service.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yes.
I do find this episode really, really interesting in that, of course, we don't know these secondary or tertiary characters really well at this point. So it's not like Twyla needs a big goodbye. It's not even as though we need a big goodbye between, you know, I don't want to say Stevie, but Jocelyn. And, you know, we don't really know Ronnie at this point. We haven't seen Bob in forever.
Yeah.
At this point.
It's been a while since Bob's trotting
but
around.
But I find it interesting that clearly David and Alexis have things that they are going to miss about this town. They mm-hmm. have ties here and they have connections here that they mm-hmm. are going to be sad to leave. Where Moira and Johnny, nope, that's it. They still cannot wait to get out. It's not as though they made these deep friendships or relationships.
Right.
You know, and we find out that
Moira, I think no matter what, she's never going to settle into, you know.
And
like
Alexis,
it's a
think,
challenge.
Is, you know, after the proposal, I'm sure she is seeing this as a huge relief that she is leaving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that gets her out of a whole mess of problems. But we then find out that she, you know, mm-hmm. she's that thing with Mutt going on. And then that would be, I think she would be sort of sad to leave probably because of that. Like, mm-hmm. that would be the only thing about this.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So, but Johnny is settling in there. Roland kind of comes in and just sort of talks with Johnny a little bit. Like, I have
He is flustered.
Well,
and,
yeah.
You know, and I wonder how much of this is Roland not wanting Johnny to leave. Like, I don't know if Roland thinks that this new town buyer is going to move right in the way Johnny did, and he doesn't want to have any sort of interaction with this guy, but he got a weird vibe over the phone.
Which, that's why I was trying to think, like, how did they even... Oh, that's right. Yes, he talks all about the phone call, which, which no one needed to talk about. but yes, he has bad feelings about the buyer, Andy Roberts. They share his name. Do you want to talk a little bit about him?
Oh, yes.
We are about to be introduced to him, this big jerk
Andy
of a guy,
Roberts.
Andy Roberts.
Andy Roberts is played by A.C. Peterson.
Oh,
did you think A.C. Slater?
Oh. No, but that just, like... Sounds like a perfect name for him.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. So he's been acting since the mid-80s. He's been in a lot of TV series, Friday the 13th, the series, mm-hmm. Kung Fu, The Legend Continues. He's been in episodes of X-Files, Smallville, and he's been in a lot of movies. Probably the most well-known is like Shanghai Noon, Narc, and the Frankie Muniz movie, Agent Cody Banks.
Oh. So, I would like to see him as a different character.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I just looked at a bunch of pictures of him. I'm not saying he put on some weight for this role, but he does not look as sloppy and large, as he is in this role.
Right.
And he's still, you know, he's still doing, he has credits, he has multiple credits that are in 2020.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah. He plays the part of big, obscene, I don't even know if obscene is the right word, but just like inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, and I like how he is, like, you look at Roland and we always say like just how, I know a lot of people strongly dislike Roland's character a lot. We've talked about that. And, you know, while he doesn't bother us at all, like, I think he's needed in this episode. But, like, Andy takes the...
Right. I mean,
like, he takes it so far beyond. Like, he makes Roland look mild.
No, he makes Roland look classy.
Is interesting.
And I find that really interesting, too, in that Roland seemed to have such a huge problem with this guy over the phone. But the moment they meet,
they were like best friends. Kindred spirits.
The conversations throughout, and we don't, you know, we might want to get into specifics, but we don't have to. Like, they're all like old man sex jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, everything's an innuendo. I'm surprised they never said that's what she said in anything that they talk about. But that's what everything is.
Yes.
And it's all
that's like their
boisterous
connection.
It's over the top. I mean, this guy seems like he could honestly keel over anytime he starts laughing. Like,
oh,
he's
I know. He's like coughing
through
and,
the
yeah.
episode.
Yeah. And Johnny tries to get in on this banter that they have, and he just can't because that's not his.
Exactly.
It's not his personality at all.
But like even before that, he just wants the document signed. Like, he just,
he wanted to take care of it right then and there at the cafe.
At this cafe.
Yes. And Roland, of course, kind of has to interrupt that whole process.
There were so many times, and I certainly didn't think about this the first time I saw this, and maybe even the second time, but this might be the third time I've seen this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things where, time and time again, I was so surprised, and I find it funny and frustrating how many times they could have gotten this done, and it just doesn't. Like, even at the end, If Moira hadn't said anything, like,
I know.
They're seconds away from
they
getting this
sabotaged
done.
Themselves. She and, totally sabotaged
right,
this.
And just
because of her greed.
Yes.
You know, which of course, like,
yes.
goes along
and
with her
Johnny
character.
Should have known that this is the way Roland likes to do business.
Right.
They could have arranged a dinner well before
right.
this and just said, hey, we don't need to meet you at this cafe. Mm-hmm. Just come to dinner. He knows Roland likes to have dinner
yes.
and talk to people. I mean,
yes.
they did this same
yes.
thing before.
Absolutely.
They're just, they could have easily gotten this
right.
done. But I think that that's really the fun of this
oh, of
is
course.
Every time
right.
they should know better,
yes.
they totally screw themselves over.
Yep.
So.
yeah. Yeah, so they have this whole conversation with Andy.
Right.
And then Roland, of course, is the one that says, no, no, no. Like, we can't take right. our business here. We
yes.
need to, you
yes.
know,
well,
come,
you have
everybody
to have,
come
you
for
know,
dinner.
You have to have some of Jocelyn's mac and cheese, too.
Right,
like,
yeah.
that's, like, in that phone conversation, I guess they talked about mac
know,
and cheese.
I know, it's really
and
funny.
And he must have talked about his wife a whole lot, because this guy can't wait to meet her.
Oh, I know.
So,
like,
yeah.
inappropriately can't yes. wait to meet her, too. Yeah.
And we did split, or these cafe scenes are split,
mm-hmm.
because we do briefly, we sort of skipped
oh,
over the fact
yeah.
that...
Oh, yeah, sorry. That we switched to community service, which is always our favorite.
Yep, it's certainly my favorite.
Yes, and I know you love community service time.
I love this one, too, because they're back to painting fences.
I know.
And it appears to be, again, that same weird section of freestanding fence.
Yeah,
that,
we don't ever really see the fence, though. But
no.
this time they have, like, long poles
they have rollers
and everything.
This time.
Rollers. Yeah, long poles. Clearly, I know nothing about painting terminology.
I would
but,
like the fact that,
yeah.
that there's, like, you know, just missing scene somewhere where Mutt goes to Ronnie and he's like, we can't use brushes anymore. You have to get us rollers.
I know.
It's taking us 5 days to paint. A paint a section of fence.
Yes,
we need
rollers. I love their community service.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Alexis, of course, is telling him
sure.
about Ted's proposal and
mm-hmm.
the fact that they're
leaving,
and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that Mutt says to her, "You're going back to your natural
habitat."
And she says, "I'm not a dolphin, Mutt."
I like how dolphin is the animal that she thought of.
Yeah, which I thought was really I enjoyed that part.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pretty fish, so I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No, and it's yeah. you know and. I don't know. Mutt doesn't seem all that upset at this point.
No.
I think that he's still just Mutt, or he's trying to play it cool. I don't
yeah.
know.
Like,
this season,
I
he's gone wildly back and forth.
Right.
And I know we're going to see him again.
Right.
But I think she seems a little thrown, too, that he doesn't seem all that upset
right.
that she's going to
yes.
be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, she's... I think that's why she makes
yeah.
the... You know, like, their interaction is not... super warm.
Right.
Like, she's kind of like, I'm not a dolphin. Like,
yeah, exactly.
you know, she kind of takes offense, I think, to the fact that he
mm-hmm.
isn't more upset about the fact that
right.
she is leaving.
But she goes to see Ronnie. I'm glad we see Ronnie, and I'm glad Ronnie is swimming
Ronnie's
in this coat.
Wearing like, the coat.
It is
yes.
hilarious. She's like drowning in this coat, but she loves it.
Oh, I didn't think it looked that.
Oh, I thought it looked really big.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
I mean, she doesn't have the hood up. Like, when Moira puts that hood up, she looks ridiculous in this thing. But, yeah, she's in that. And even Alexis is like, well, excuse you in that coat.
Right, yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah, and does she not, does she realize that it's...
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
But then
she,
where would she think that
No,
she,
but she even mentioned, she's like,
right.
boy, knockoffs look really
yes,
good.
Yes, that's true. She does
yeah.
She does make that mention. And Ronnie says it makes her feel like Patti LaBelle,
yeah.
which I thought was super cute, too.
But I like how she's like, I can't wait till winter. Like, that's it. She's wearing it now, but I think she's going to
yeah.
put it away till winter because
yeah.
she says she's going to look like Patti
which
LaBelle.
Which, when does winter ever come in this
well, we
town?
Never see,
she'll never get a chance to wear it.
We never see winter except for Christmas.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But again, anyway. She kind of says, calls Alexis princess. Good work, princess.
Yes, right.
You know, and I like that she's wrapping up her community service right when she's leaving.
Oh,
you know, like she finishes
timing.
All of her hours.
Listen,
perfect timing.
I assume
yeah.
that day she looked and she realized I got to do 5 hours today, so I got to go. Like, I got to get this done.
Right. I got to go paint that
yes,
fence.
It does work out perfectly, though. And
right.
she says that, you know, she did a really good job.
Uh-huh.
And she must have done a good job on her community service buddy.
Yeah.
Because Mutt's hours ended quite a while ago.
A month ago,
yes.
it says. And he kept coming.
Yeah, yeah. She's
so,
not sure why.
Right. She didn't know if he was just bored or if he was really into pretty girls in hippie hats,
mm-hmm.
as Ronnie says. And then she says, know what I mean, string bean? Like, Ronnie's really
yeah.
funny in this part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, of course, that gives Alexis something to think about.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So now we're back to David. This is when he has his huge hot water heater cardboard box that he's filled with, I guess, clothes.
You can get like big, huge. Sometimes they have like a rod in it almost that you can put hanging items. I've seen those kind of moving boxes before. So I'm assuming they brought that along with them when they arrived. Yeah. Remember how when they arrived in the first episode, they had so much stuff?
Oh, yes, of course.
So, yeah, I'm sure that was just stashed away somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Stevie comes back in and basically makes it clear to him that she's not going to go.
She can't go to New York. No. They're not on the same page.
Right. Yes. She basically likes him, let's say, and he doesn't feel the same way. And he really admits that he has no friends. He has no one to return to,
yeah,
and no
she
one
kind
to
of
go with,
right,
and,
right. Because she says, "I like you, but sharing a space as roommates isn't going to work for me." She said, "I'm sure you have, you know, a lot of friends." And he said, "His line is not as many as you would think."
Right. Yes. And they're both very teary through this entire conversation as well, which is really sad. And things are starting to get real. Let's say.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, "I wish you would come. Like, you know, I wish we could fix this situation. Yes. You're, you know, a good friend. You've made my life. You're survivable."
Yes. But also, I think it's important to note, as we've said before, you know, they haven't been here all that long.
Right.
And Stevie still is just not enough of a reason to get him to stay.
He
has to get out of this town. He has to try and start over in New York.
Right. And she just walks away.
Right.
Teary, crying, super upset. And it's hard to watch that. Because even at this early point, you almost want them to be, you know, to like stay together or like forge a relationship.
Right, yes.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, and it is funny because we have been dealing with this for several episodes now where I feel like at the end of the last several episodes, it has been made clear as to what their relationship is, but they just can't seem to get on this same page.
Yeah.
They can't seem to have the same feelings for one another
at the same time.
Like, that's the biggest problem here.
Yeah.
So now let's go to this dinner.
Oh, yes.
And this guy's a pig. Like, I don't know. Man, he's eating and laughing and choking and coughing. Uh-huh. And they haven't even started dinner yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And Moira, I like when it shows the scene of Moira and Jocelyn talking about the coat.
Yes.
And Moira is over there, like, looking like she's helping to prepare dinner, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah, you assume she's just moving things around on the counter.
Right, but, yeah. Like, I can't imagine she's doing that much actively to really help prepare.
Yes.
But she does ask Jocelyn about the coat and if she's enjoying it.
Right.
And Jocelyn admits that she gave it to Ronnie.
Yes.
Because she needed more feminine pieces in her wardrobe.
Sure, that's a good reason.
Yes.
I like how Moira says that there are some things that just aren't done.
Mm-hmm.
One is smoking in a car with a baby.
Yes.
Unless the window's cracked. Mixing drinks with cola.
Yes.
Tipping before tax. And giving away a coat that is not yours.
Yes. Yeah.
She starts to realize, though, that this isn't, you know, this isn't Jocelyn's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to give the coat away anyway. So she can't honestly be all that upset
about
this.
Yeah.
It's one less thing she has to shove in the back
coats,
of that truck.
I'm sure. Right.
Yes. So from here, we kind of jump around a little bit because now we go to Mutt's barn.
Yes.
Because Alexis really does confront him.
Mm-hmm.
And
asked him about the extra community service.
Yeah.
Why did he continue with it?
Yes.
And he really does not want to give her kind of a straight answer initially.
Right. You know, and it's not as though they really talk that openly about their feelings for one another, but it certainly does end with them kissing at the end of the episode.
Right.
Like, you know, they've been into each other the whole time. We know this. We as an audience know this. And maybe this is sort of the payoff that some people out there really wanted from this relationship.
Right.
And again, it also seems like everything's working out Alexis's way. She got to break up with Ted.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to get married. She finally gets to hook up with Mutt. And you know
and
what?
She gets
the
to
next
leave.
Day, she's out of
right.
here. It doesn't matter. Her lifestyle has not skipped a beat, except for maybe community service.
Yeah, right.
So again, back at dinner.
Yes.
David comes to I almost called him Rosalind.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
If they
yeah.
were a celebrity couple.
That's totally what yes. their name would be. Yes. Yeah. yeah David shows up at their house.
And he's really pressuring Johnny.
Yes. Get this deal taken care of. Yes. And I want a cut of this. This town belongs to me.
Not just a cut. He
wants to split it.
Yeah. 50% of the money yes. should be his at the end of this.
Right.
And Johnny, we just last episode, yes. he did a talk to the
talk
hand.
Talk to the hand. And this one is talk to the hand, son. I got to watch a pig eat. Which was great.
Yep. Yeah. I do like in the background, I did hear, since Roland answered the door and then came back and was like, mm-hmm. Johnny, your kid's here and everything.
Right.
In the background, did you hear Jocelyn saying, is he coming in? He's not coming in? Does he want to come in?
Like, oh, I didn't
you just
hear
in the background
notice.
Very faintly saying
oh,
this
that's
stuff.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice that at all. So, yeah, so David ends up leaving.
Right.
Johnny goes back to the table, sits down. They say Andy looks dewy, Jocelyn tells him.
Right, yes.
So they kind of are going to get him, I think, something to drink. Like, doesn't she say, can I get you more? I forget.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me as though dinner is over, and I don't know if they're transitioning into dessert or
yeah.
whatever, because both Roland and Jocelyn get up from the table and go to the kitchen.
Yes.
I mean, we talk about the kitchen as though it's in a whole separate room. There's just like a counter. Like,
right.
They just go
yeah.
to the other side of a counter, basically.
Yeah.
And this is where Johnny decides to make his move. That's
yes.
it. You know, we did eat. I assume the macaroni and cheese was delicious.
Yeah.
So now it's time to sign this contract.
Right. Yes. And we talked about how Moira gets greedy.
Right.
But also I think what really spurs her to kind of like, because she gets annoyed because Andy calls her sweet cheeks.
Yes. Yes.
And that is really when she kind of starts to amp up.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And I also think that it's funny, too, because he says, you know, he basically makes it like $970,000. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back with like, oh, that's such a girly number.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
wouldn't
like
it be more manly?
A cool million dollars.
And yes. I like how they're just doing this. Like, what? Can you just do that?
I don't know.
I guess if Johnny's crossing out numbers on the contract and writing new stuff
yeah,
in, I guess you can.
I don't know. Again, we've still have the conversation of can you even own a town?
Yep. We have no idea.
So we're by a town or. So Moira kind of, as we said, in a little bit of a way, sort of sabotages yes. this whole plan, because had she not stretched out this interaction, they would have had a signature probably for the 975.
Right.
I think it was 975 yes. because then they made mention of what's
right 975,
what's
20, which is
yeah
know, 25.
What's
more.
25,000
yeah.
more?
But of
yeah.
course, I mean, you can tell Andy's having some problems right now.
Yeah,
he's having trouble speaking and seems to be teetering
yes.
like, on the
teetering.
Edge of falling off of his chair.
Yeah.
And Johnny and Moira are panicking. Johnny's trying to shove this pen into his hand and get him to sign before,
yes.
I guess, he just dies. Like,
right, yeah.
Like they all know what's happening, but if they can just get his signature,
yes.
I don't know how that would hold up in court, but it might be
yeah,
fine.
I don't know either.
And I do like how, you know, Jocelyn and Roland come back and seem very concerned. And
yes.
suddenly, like, Roland and Moira are like, oh, my God, yeah, what is happening here?
Right. Jocelyn is, she's like, I'm going to go call an ambulance.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And that's
I was
kind
wondering
of
what
where
was happening to him, too. I guess it's a stroke?
Heart attack. Yeah.
Yeah. One of
something.
The, one
yeah.
of the two. This guy seemed primed for both.
Oh, yeah.
After that scene,
yes.
we're to the end of the episode, the back. End of the season. We're back at the motel.
Yes.
We do find out that Andy is in a coma.
Right. Yes. And to which Moira said, I'd kill for a good coma right,
right
now.
Yes.
Which is a great line. Yeah. Alexa shows up. They have to inform her that they are not leaving.
Yes. And Alexis isn't great with it, but I think
she's
after the mutt thing, she also seems like, oh, okay, all right, this doesn't seem that bad, until it dawns on her.
Right. She realizes, like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. I think I'm engaged, and I also think I just cheated on my fiancé.
And I love the no reaction from Johnny and Moira to this information
right?
at all. Like, I know they're dealing with the fact that they are still in this town, but just the fact that they don't even seem to acknowledge
right.
what she just said, I think is really funny.
Yeah.
And then, basically, I mean, the only missing member of the family right now is David, because I mean, last time we saw him, he was begging for a check.
Right.
He had packed up the truck. We didn't really know what happened to him.
Right.
But now we cut to a silent ending
yeah.
to this episode where we see him in the truck driving off.
Away.
And very sad.
Yeah.
A very sad.
Yeah, very sad. Very in distress. And of course, we see him pass the Schitt's Creek sign
right.
with the the posted sign on there. Don't worry.
Yes.
It's his sister.
Right.
And that is where we close
That's
out
it.
The episode.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so great.
At the end of every episode, we rank our episodes. And this is a unique one in that it's a big episode where certainly a lot happened.
Yes.
So, Carla, yes. if this episode were a town, would you buy it or would you pass?
I don't know. I would buy it if I could hang out with all of them. If they'd stay, that would be fun.
So let me just bring up your
Yeah, I always have to look. Oh, goodness. Yeah. You know how stressful this is
and
for me.
And I think the other thing that I do want to say is, as of right now, and it's way too much for me to keep typing, and I mean, I know it's a copy-paste job, basically, but on our feed, like where you see our episode come up in your player, if you hit the little, I don't know if it's arrow or details or whatever, you can see all of our rankings for the episodes. If you, you know, you can just find it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Probably starting with next season, I'll probably just break it down and keep our top five,
mm-hmm.
maybe top 10 if things, you know, right. cycle out or whatever. But, you know, I'm not going
to
have 60
yeah.
some episodes
right.
for each of us here,
right.
you know, come season five.
Yeah.
So
I would probably put this up pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
I might even put it as a new number two.
Number two.
I like this episode a lot. I think there's a lot happening. I think it's really really a good episode.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, so that went under Our Cup Runneth Over.
Yeah, I still can't beat that one out.
And it just bumped Wine and Roses down.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's, I don't know. I would.
And how about you? Or go ahead.
You know, I would love to say that, you know, our lists are super duper different, but I don't know. Given this first season, they're not much different.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm also going to have to put it right above Wine and Roses.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my new number three.
Okay.
So it's a great episode
it
in
is
that
a good episode.
We do spend a good amount of time with all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I always tend to, and I could be wrong here, maybe you would disagree, I feel like a lot of times Johnny doesn't get a lot to do, or a lot of episodes don't just focus on Johnny.
Yeah.
And I also feel like a lot of times episodes don't focus on Alexis, and she's got a lot to do in this episode. Like, there's
yeah.
a lot going on with her and Ted and she and Mutt and she
yeah.
and Ronnie and
yeah.
community service. Like, there's uh-huh. a lot for her to do, and I enjoy seeing that. So,
yeah
this is a very good episode. One of the best.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So,
with that, we wrap up season one.
Yeah, with that we do wrap up season one. And I mean, I was kind of going back and forth when I was thinking about this, you know, do we do an episode after this where it's just like a season one wrap up and we can talk about the season? But I really feel like, and if you disagree, let me know. If you would like to do that, tell me.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, honestly, we really do spend a lot of time with all of these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily know that it's worth it or that we're doing anything
new.
No,
I think it's probably okay to just move into season two. And,
yeah.
and plus, I think that too, because there's only 13 episodes.
Right.
It's not like there's 25 or 30 episodes or something.
And there hasn't been a lot of crazy twists and turns and stuff we have to recap.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at the end of this episode, they kind of, I don't want to say wrap everything up, but they kind of wrap up Ted and
right.
Mutt, and they've touched on all the characters.
Yeah, David is really what they kind
right.
of are leaving
exactly.
hanging,
and
obviously.
That, and that's, again, that's what I really like about this season
mm-hmm.
is it ends on a wonderful, you know, a wonderfully sad cliffhanger.
Right.
I mean, David's, you know, his journey's pretty sad right now.
Yeah.
And I find it hilarious what they're setting up that Alexis has to deal with at the start of the next
right.
season.
Yes.
And again, Johnny and Moira are just sad that they're still stuck here because they've both been, well, not so much both of them, but let's say Johnny's been so actively working on getting out of this town and to have nothing happen and to have the same sort of hopes and excitement at Roland's house, the way they did in the first episode, to have that same sort of thing happen at the end of the season, I think is pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we will see everybody.
We won't see you.
Well, we won't. No, we don't see you.
No.
We will talk to you, though.
Yes.
2 weeks from now, where we jump into season two, and we'll be discussing episode one of season two, Finding David.
Yes.
So until then, keep watching the show. Start over. Whatever. You want to go back to episode one, watch it. Listen to our episode. You can do a whole catch-up through season one if you want. Getting ready for when we jump into season two.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Warmest regards.